Hello, and welcome to the road from procrastination to destiny. I am your host, Jeffrey, and I am glad that you are taking this journey with me on today. Today, we're going to talk about celebrating achievements and documenting milestones. I'm excited because I've been doing podcasts now for a year. Friday was my 1 year anniversary with Anchor FM. Time sure does fly by. 17 episodes later, we are here at this point. But if some of you are like me, the time came by and I was like, oh wow, it's my anniversary. I want to do something special for it. And that day came and it went. And as I sat here to reflect, my reflection says you have to celebrate that achievement, that perseverance, that going ahead with part of your destiny and what you want to achieve and what you want to move forward. And it's a small drop in the bucket from what I envisioned, but it is an important drop because what it is allowing me to do is to continue to hone my craft. And when I know that when some people listen to the podcast, they're listening and they want to grab something real quick that they can implement and automatic success. And I'm here to tell you, success is not automatic. It is not quick. It is a process. And as I said, once you get your calendar in order and figure out those things that are unique to you, you can get on that process and on that road that will further you toward the destiny that you want to be on. No matter, all the self-help books say the same thing. You know, what you're gonna do with your agenda? What's your bottom line? Why do you want to do what you're doing? Know your marketing. How you gonna get there? Know your pricing. And business is all the same tools to succeed. It's no different. There's no shortcuts. One thing that we do And that I'm learning is that with all of that, I had to learn how to put a value on my services, on my goods, on my podcasts, on advice that I give out, on a lot of things that that I do right now that I take for granted, but in the grand scheme of things, it is in the reality of things that I want to commercially promote, whether it's a book, whether it is podcasts, whether it is t-shirts, or whether it's doing conferences or webinars. So as you listen to the Road from Procrastination to Destiny, I want you to think about those ideas. Go back to my first podcast that says, identifying the road that you're on. Separate your ideas into those three roads. If some of the ideas are already paved roads, stuff is already available for you. Is it an unpaved road, a dirt road, or is it something you just got to build on your own? And begin to separate your ideas into those three roads and start to push ideas down those roads. We got 4 quarters. We got 6 months left. We got 3 roads. So you can start something down each one of those roads, or you can put all your effort into one that is already paved for you and get the momentum going down that road. But I will tell you, if you choose that road, choose your best and go your hardest, but do not neglect your family. Do not sell out for some of the more intangible things just for success and for the dollars. As I look through the year's podcast, the two that really sticks out to me are the two that I did with my son. One is Dinosaurs and Destiny that I did with my, now he's 6-year-old. And the other one was Getting Started Toward Destiny, my 8-year-old perspective. If you started that journey with me with identifying your 100 critical days, June 24th was your 100 days. What did you do in that time frame that solidified you for the next half of this year? In retrospect and looking back, as I made some decisions, there are some choices that I made to help propel me to where I'm going. This was a point of getting product trademarked, getting prototypes for products done, getting manuscript written, edited, formatted, the paperwork ready to go to the publishers. This was some decisions that I made, as well as teaching in class and getting certified in robotics and coding and my teaching profession, and then father time, having a birthday and being a father, being members of the community. So I've had a lot going on. And my calendar is full, and is a testimony of those different hats that I wear, the different roles that I play. The biggest role I play is dad. And what I do revolves around making sure my family is secure and safe, and actually being there and enjoying moments with my family. So those are milestones. And I will tell you that I wish I could say it is joy, 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 happy, happy, happy. All the ideas you get is going to line up and it's going to go straight, smooth, the way you want it. It's not. Sometimes the over-perfectionist in us will hinder the process, will delay it, will cause us to slow down slower than what we need to. Been there, did that, guilty. But I'm also celebrating the milestones, because I did put the paperwork in, I did get the design in, and these are milestones. I can't see having a book published and the manuscript is not written yet. I can't see my clothing design getting into stores if I don't have it trademarked, if I don't have UPCs on it. So yes, we are documenting all those milestones, and there are a lot of stuff behind the scenes that when you are doing things yourself, you have to take in account that other companies, that if you pay them, they have people that are specializing in all these aspects of getting your product, your design from point A to point B to point C to the end user. When you are doing this, you are doing every role in your organization that performs those functions. You have to be knowledgeable of all the roles. You have to know about your trademark. You have to know about your legal rights, your copyrights, your patents. You have to be able to edit at least to a good point, unless you can find someone to help you edit your material. And viable critics that will provide usable critique. And not just saying it's bad just to say it's bad, but give you advice on how to make it better. Thank you. yes, we did accomplish things. So now let's put the work into behind the scenes. For those things that you accomplish, I need you to put a time, money, value associated with those tasks. Well, what do you mean, Jeff? If you had to pay someone to design a cover for you, how much would it cost? How much time would it take? If you're not good with accounting, if you had to pay someone to do your budgeting, how much would it cost? How much would the time would it take? Everything that you're doing for your company right now that is slowing you down, I need you to add a time, cost, value to it. Because this is going to let you know truly the amount of work that you're doing and how much it is costing you. A lot of times we get the accomplishment and it's the joy and everything else, but we don't know how to calculate and value our work ethic and when it's time to pay ourselves back. Because obviously we're in this to make money, we want to be paid back. Then I know how much my company has to pay me back. I know how much royalty needs to come back in my pocket and the rest of it going to the company to continue to build the company. I need to have that documented. Also, for any legal reason or any accounting reasons, I have everything documented. And those are milestones. And I'm about analysis sometimes, and sometimes I'm like, oh, come on, that's overinflated. Let's be real. But when I go back and look at my podcasts, I looked at the frequency that I did them. I look at the length of time. I go back and I look at the analysis tool that says, hey, you got these countries, somebody from these countries listen to your podcast, somebody from these states, from these cities. And it is good to have that information. It is good for marketing purposes. It is good to draw audience. It is good to put on your social media so people understand that, hey, I'm not just talking by myself. There's actually other people who are listening. And at least play it for a little bit. But it shows relevance of your content and your material. So make sure that you're staying relevant with your content and your material. It also gives you a point to shift. I noticed that my customers with my analysis, my demographics shifted from the people who are listening to it, the age group. Maybe I need to shift my language, add a little more pepness and upbeat to my voice to capture those audiences, because it is changing. And we want to continue to grow. And milestones are just that. They are a point where you can stop, reflect, course correct, and move on and continue to grow. It's not a place where I'm going to sit and party all day long, because I know it is just one stop in the road. And when I put that milestone in perspective of the bigger picture and the greater good, it may truly be I only took one or two steps than in a 300-step process. Celebrate the milestones, but realize what they are. They are just another stepping stone to get you on the road from procrastination to destiny. Before we get out of here and close, I want to really go back to one of the tools and the question that propelled you to the destiny. This is one of those episodes where I gave a lot of questions for my audience to read, to think about and reflect on and to do. For me, it's homework. But it is the least listened to episode in my podcast. And I often laugh at that because it requires you to do work. Everything that I'm doing to get to my destiny requires work. I have to do my own, I do spreadsheets, Excel sheets, so I can copy and keep track of everything that I'm doing, whether it's the podcast, whether it's t-shirt business. I got QuickBooks that I got to keep accounting. If I'm buying equipment for my t-shirt, if I got to do marketing, I need to keep track of all of that. I have Word document that I'm doing in Adobe Illustrator, and learning InDesign and Photoshop, because right now I need that for my destiny. Those are the tools that I need. Those are the things that I'm investing in right now, so that when I get to my destiny and a finished product, my it's not just a quality product, it is a superb product that people will want to purchase and want to have. But more importantly, it's something that they want to share, and they value the information that I am giving them. And it is changing their lives. It is changing their destiny. It is changing their perspective. It's changing their attitude. It is adding momentum and fuel to their fire to get them to where they want to be. There's many people that you can listen to that don't add anything to you. And I do not want to be one of those people. So take the time. If I give you homework, please do the homework. It's there to help you. I love seeing you and hearing from you. Take care until our next one. Thank you for listening.